You're listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast, hosted by Independence Institute. On this podcast, you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute talk about the issues important to Colorado and how to bring some sanity to this increasingly leftist state.
Privacy protects people. By me, John Caldera, published March 31st, 2024. Let's set the stage with a question. Should Donald Trump become the dictator the left fears, do you want him to know who's giving to the organizations that criticize him? There are reasons people don't want others to know with whom they associate and the groups they support. On November 27, 2015, Robert Louis Deer Jr. went to the Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs and began shooting. 5 hours later, a SWAT team crashed their vehicle into the building to capture him. But by then, one police officer and two civilians were killed. Another five police officers and four civilians injured. Many people give donations to Planned Parenthood. And the organization does not release a list of those donors. But imagine if they did. It wouldn't be difficult to imagine a scenario of someone like Deer using such information to show up at donors' homes. Planned Parenthood has a life or death reason to keep the list of their supporters private, especially in this highly polarized time. And if donations weren't private, those who would like to support Planned Parenthood would have reasons to reconsider. And who would blame them? This isn't a modern concern. Those who funded the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, risked their lives. Founded in 1909, the NAACP focused on racial integration and ending lynchings. For protection of their donors, both black and white, the NAACP kept and still keeps their donations private. During the battles over integration, the great state of Alabama wanted to pierce that wall of privacy and make those names public. It doesn't take a genius to theorize they did this so people could threaten their donors and destroy the organization. But the NAACP fought them all the way to the United States Supreme Court, arguing that their members had a First Amendment right of association and free speech, both of which would be greatly injured if they were forced to make their donations publicly available. In a ruling that potentially saved many lives, in 1958, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed. The harm to donors of controversial organizations might not be physical violence for it to be greatly damaging. I run the Independence Institute. We work for personal and economic freedom in Colorado, freeing us from the coercive power of the state. For our nearly 40 years, many of our stances have been unpopular with powerful groups. Thus, we have always had a strict policy of donor privacy. If donors want to make their gifts public, well, that's their business. Among our supporters are business owners who fear retaliation. Imagine a developer or any business that requires interaction and approval from various governmental districts. When found out by those in power that an owner supports an unpopular or, quote, dangerous to them organization, it could end their business. Anyone who has had to deal with getting building permits and operational permits through a city's bureaucracy knows how fickle the process can be and how easily it is abused. It's not just those who own businesses that worry about ramification. Independence Institute has been a fierce proponent of educational choice since its beginning. David S. Devlin, one of our founders, was the driving force behind making charter schools here a reality. Charters have been perpetually under attack ever since. We have donors who are public school teachers, and they give us maybe $50 a year. Those teachers tell me they fear what would happen if their coworkers ever found out. Their work lives could be ruined. Their very livelihood could be in jeopardy. On Thursday, I had a very odd experience. I went to the state legislature to testify in favor of Senate Bill 129, which would clarify governments in Colorado cannot compel membership lists of or donations to organizations like mine. The oddity? There supporting the bill was Mark Gruskin, longtime powerhouse lawyer who represents the wildly progressive organizations in Colorado, including the Teachers Union. I've battled him many times over the last three decades. We disagree violently on public policy, but we agree people need to express themselves and associate with whom they wish without fear. This bill has support from conservative groups like Americans for Prosperity and Advance Colorado, but it's also supported by leftist groups like Colorado Wins, ACLU of Colorado, One Colorado, and Planned Parenthood, for obvious reasons. Transparency is for government. Privacy is for people.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give it a like and consider sharing it with a friend. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can catch our newest episodes. For more content from Independence Institute, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for listening.